Hey everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Tales of Valerians. This is not one of our normal episodes, which I'll get into just momentarily, but this is Tales of Valerians episode number 7, where we talk to one of you, our listeners, our Larians, and we just hear your Star Wars story. And yes, we may be kind of ripping off another podcast, but he gave us permission, so meh. Anyways, today I'm here talking with one of our very consistent contributors to our polls and our matchups, so you've probably heard some of his comments being read for those. Please welcome to the show, Jackson. How's it going, Jackson?
I am doing great. Long day of work, though, but happy to be back in the lair.
Excellent. And yes, Jackson was on an episode with us, oh gosh, quite a while ago. I want to say that was probably, it's got to be over a year ago now, maybe.
Yeah, I think it was episode number 96, Top 5 Clone Troopers.
Yes, it was. I do remember it was a Top 5 Clone Troopers. I can't remember how long. 96, wow. That was a while back then.
Yeah. And speaking, since this is episode number 7, it's Ray!
Yeah. So, episode 7 of Tales of the Larian. So, come back next week where we're going to be back doing a regular episode of the Wampa's Lair podcast. We'll be talking about the Rebels Season 3 premiere, because that'll be awesome.
I'm excited.
Yes. But we're going to go ahead and jump into Jackson's tale here. So we'll just kick it off right now with one of Carl's favorite questions ever to ask anybody who's a Star Wars fan. What's your favorite Star Wars movie and why?
Okay. This is the first one where I'm going to cheat here. Okay, I have to go with, first of all, Revenge of the Sith, because, I mean, it's probably the most action-packed to the prequels, and there wasn't much of that cheesy love dialogue stuff.
Not much, just a little bit.
I mean, come on, it's Obi-Wan Kenobi, one of the coolest Jedi ever, and just taking on General Grievous and Dooku and Anakin and all the cool battles we get on, like, Kashyyyk and Utapau and the space battle above Coruscant. It's just such a great movie, and I feel like that's what Star Wars fans have been waiting for, and it was just so epic.
Definitely was. It was definitely epic. And what's the other one that you had? You said you're cheating on this one.
Force Awakens. Ah. I love that movie. I mean, it was so awesome. I mean, I think my favorite character by far was Rey. I mean, she was so awesome. Using that lightsaber against Kylo and just completely owning him.
Oh, yeah.
A great movie.
Yeah. No, I definitely a fan of The Force Awakens. I'm not sure where it ranks in my list yet because there's so much unanswered from The Force Awakens for me that I need to figure out, you know, how that all plays into the rest of things before I make a final decision on where it stands. So it's somewhere in the middle, but it's still one of my top 7 movies of all time.
Yeah, and I mean, also, it's almost like, it almost seemed like Force Awakens, like, the action was a bit more grittier. I don't know if you noticed that or not. Especially, yeah. Like, on Takadana, I think that's the name of it.
Where Maz Kanata's castle was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the X-Wings flying around, it just looked a bit more like gritty, kind of like what Rogue One will be, almost.
That's true. That's true. Oh, I can't wait for Rogue One.
Yeah, I'm so pumped for that. When is Rogue Friday?
Rogue Friday is, in 11 days. So that'll be September 30th is when Rogue Friday comes in. That's so midnight release, everybody. For those who don't know, Rogue Friday is where all of the new toys get released. And so midnight on September 30th, mark your calendars, collectors, which I'm sure they already have. Apparently there's some pretty cool stuff coming out. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to take part in a Rogue Friday yet, but we'll find out. All right, let's move on to the next question. How were you first introduced to Star Wars, Jackson?
It was my dad. My dad's responsible for my love of Star Wars. I mean, he saw the first Star Wars in the Rex Theater in Orofino, Idaho, which is where my dad grew up. And it was just so awesome. And he said that when he was a kid, he always wanted to be Luke Skywalker when he grew up. And so he decided to save the VCR, the VHS tapes of the originals, for when he had kids. And so he showed those to me, and I just instantly latched on, and it's just been my thing ever since.
How old were you when you first saw those?
I don't know. It was like maybe 4 or 5.
Okay. And how old are
Yeah.
you now?
I'm 19.
Okay. So just give everybody an idea of where you are in your fandom. Did you see the prequels in theaters?
No, I did not.
Okay. So you saw those later on, like on DVD and stuff.
I think they were around. I want to say they were. I'd seen them a lot in the early 2000s, like when Phantom Menace and like, and Attack of the Clones were coming out, and I saw those like a whole bunch, but then. I wanted to see Revenge of the Sith so bad in theaters in 2005, but my dad wouldn't let me go because he went to view the movie and he thought it was just a bit too dark for me because it is a pretty dark film.
That is true. That is true. So, but you've seen them all now, of course. So,
Yeah.
awesome. All right. Who is your favorite Star Wars character and why?
Okay. This one I'm gonna cheat on again.
Oh.
Okay, I really like Obi-Wan. I mean, mainly because Ewan McGregor. I mean, Ewan McGregor does such an awesome job. And, like, he's so good at, like, his fighting style and, like, all the mannerisms that he does, like, with Alec Guinness. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
And I think he just takes the cake in Revenge of the Sith.
He's pretty good. Yeah, he's one of the definitely one of the better parts of the prequels according to most people, which I would agree. He's definitely got a lot going on for him, especially in Revenge of the Sith. He's got a lot to do. So.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like maybe without Ewan as Obi-Wan in the prequels, those movies wouldn't like have held up as well.
Yeah, you're probably right. So, and then you had another one because you're cheating.
Actually had two more I wanted to
Oh my
say.
gosh. All right, let's go for it.
Okay, Luke Skywalker.
Okay.
'Cause come on, it's Mark Hamill. And I mean, he is just so amazing in Return of the Jedi. I mean, walks into Jabba's palace and just force chokes those two Gamorrean guards. And I mean, come on, like taking out all those guys on Jabba's sail barge and fighting Vader. I mean, he was so awesome in that movie.
I would agree. Of
And
course,
also, sorry, go ahead.
Return of the Jedi is my favorite Star Wars movie, so I'm not biased at all in agreeing with you that he was awesome in Return of the Jedi.
Right. And
Anyway.
I mean, come on. Mark Hamill plays one of the best villains ever, the Joker.
Yeah, that is true. He's also my favorite version of the Joker, so.
Yeah, did you see Suicide Squad?
No, not yet. That's one that I'm waiting for to see, like on Netflix or DVD or something. Wasn't one of the ones that I was super interested to go see, and I was only seeing a couple movies in theaters this summer anyway, so I had a couple others that I wanted to see instead. But I heard it was better than what the critics were saying. I just haven't seen it
Yeah. Okay, so sorry to get us derailed there.
yet.
So my third favorite one, Force Awakens. Again, just the action in that movie and like it was all just so awesome. I mean, just having a new having those films come back. I mean, we hadn't gotten a movie since 2008 if you count the Clone Wars cartoon
Right,
movie.
right.
But I mean, it was just so awesome seeing the original cast and just so exciting.
Yeah.
And I feel like it reintroduced a lot of people to Star Wars and brought in maybe a lot of new fans.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That seems to be the case. There was definitely a lot of buzz around The Force Awakens, and I feel like there's people that maybe are just casual fans that became more hardcore fans after seeing The Force Awakens.
Yeah.
And especially since we've got more movies coming out, you know, every year, that'll definitely keep the fire burning, so to speak. All right.
The fire that Luke lit when he was burning Darth Vader, you know what I'm saying?
There you go. There's a Carl's know what I'm saying, even though Carl's not here. Yep. There we go.
I'm the Carl for tonight, though.
Oh, my goodness. That's funny. Okay.
Maybe you'll have to do a little bit of Nickelback. Yeah!
Oh, my gosh. I was not expecting that. Oh, that's great. Oh, all right. Focus. Let's go on to our fourth question here. What was your favorite way to play Star Wars as a kid, and then how do you play Star Wars now? And of course, play can be as broad as you want it. So
I mean, when I was little, this means like running around with like, hold on, with like a lightsaber, because you know lightsabers are awesome.
Nice.
Oh, is that one of these things?
Is that one of the Force FX ones?
I think so. It was like $140, but
yeah,
I mean,
yep.
Just running around with like a lightsaber as a little kid, lightsaber fighting with my dad. It was so fun, and we lived in an apartment at one point, and we had our Christmas tree set up, and I hit a home run on an ornament while lightsaber fighting with my dad.
Oh man, that's funny. I can just picture it. Pictured in my mind right now. And then how do you play Star Wars now? So now that you're a little older.
Battlefront.
Ah. Yes.
And I mean, I'm like what? Rank 70 right now. I'm like max rank. Oh. And I play a lot of multiplayer.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I had the time and energy to play Battlefront as much as you do. You're way ahead of me in that. Oh my gosh. And of course, you reminded me right before we started recording that the Death Star DLC hits tomorrow. So
right.
That's
if you have the season pass.
Right, which I do. I just haven't played it much.
Yeah, I mean, it's great with the season pass, but I mean, hopefully EA can maybe fix up a bit of their marketing stuff, because I mean, that's almost paying like full price for a game twice, which I don't really agree with.
Yeah, that's true. You pay the what, $60 for the game, and then you got to pay the was it $49.99? It was $50, $59.99 or whatever it was for the season pass. So yeah, you're basically paying for the game twice to get all this extra content. That is true.
But I didn't have to pay for it twice because my parents got Battlefront for me for Christmas.
Ah, so you just bought the season pass yourself?
Yeah.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Christmas wish lists, which is coming up in a couple months. So start making your list now, folks. all right, let's go ahead and move on to your favorite lightsaber duel. Which is your favorite lightsaber duel and why?
Ooh, that's tough. You know, I said Rey was my favorite character. I think just because of that, I would have to go with maybe her fighting Kylo in the snow. I mean, Rey was so cool in that movie. I mean, awesome. And, like, come on, she flies the Millennium Falcon all by herself, like, without, like, really even knowing what to do. Kind of like Anakin in Episode 1 with the pod racing. Like, right. She doesn't know she has all these good, all this force in her, but she just is so good and like awesome. So I really like that duel in the snow in the forest. It's awesome.
It's a really cool duel. It's also
rhymed.
Cool duel. It's kind of, it is kind of rhyming. But it's it's got such a unique location and a unique look to it. It's, in a sense, the tone of it is similar to the carbon freezing chamber in Empire Strikes Back, you know, with all the, instead of, like, you know, mist and stuff from the carbon freezing chamber, you got, like, the sort of snow and steam from the lightsabers, and that sort of thing, and just the way the colors are kind of similar, you know, except obviously lighter colors and darker colors, but it is such a unique location for battle. It's very cool, literally, because it's in the snow. Ha, punny. Yeah, even I didn't think that was too funny. Anyways, anything else about the lightsaber duel that you want to talk about before we move on?
I thought it was really cool how, like, well, first of all, just a little side note, I think it's kind of weird, like, they keep on getting slashed so much, but, like, aren't getting killed.
Hmm.
That's kind of always been odd.
Huh. Never thought about that. But, yeah, it's true. You know,
but I thought it was really cool how she used the saber to melt the snow so they were separated. That was, like, really resourceful on her part.
Yeah. And of course, it didn't hurt that Starkiller Base was starting to crack open, too. So, like an egg.
Yeah, kind of like an earthquake, like when the sides split apart.
Right. And then you almost expected her to jump across and try and cut him down, but then she decided to run back for Finn.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Here's going to be one of our first very open-ended questions that you can sort of take however you want. What has Star Wars brought to your life?
I mean, besides all the awesome video games and stuff, I mean, it's brought a lot of really good, like, friends, like you and Carl. Just listening to you guys all the time, it's so fun, and plus, like, talking to you at Celebration during that listener meetup was so much fun. Like, yeah. Everyone there was so, like, genuinely kind. And yeah. Was that Joey that was there as well at the listener meetup?
Yes, that was Joey. He came and stopped by for a couple minutes with all of his bags of stuff that he'd bought and was carrying around.
Yeah. And he got, like, a clock or something.
Yeah. Salacious Crumb clock from the Celebration store. I think he had... There you go.
Yep.
There you go. But yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. Are you...
It was... Celebration was awesome. And, like, everyone you met was just, like, so kind to you. And it's like a big family. And it was just so awesome.
Yeah, it was. Are you hoping to be at Celebration in Orlando?
I'm hoping. We'll see what's happening.
Right.
Yeah.
So, cross our fingers.
Yep.
Trust in the Force. All right. This is going to be a hard question. At least it's been one of the harder questions for people to answer on the show. What is your favorite piece of Star Wars music?
Rey's theme.
Rey's theme. Wow. That's probably the fastest answer we've ever gotten on one of these questions. Why is Rey's theme your favorite?
I don't know. It just was so cool. Like that scene where she's, like, sliding down, like, the desert down mm-hmm. that hill. Mm-hmm. Like, in the music, it's so, like, nice. Like, kind of, like, innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I really like that music. Like, it just really suits her, and it's, like, almost kind of feminine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good piece of music.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, of course, John Williams loves writing music for Daisy Ridley, and so that's one of the primary reasons why he wants to come back and do the music for Episode 8, is he doesn't want anyone else to write music for Daisy.
Well, I wouldn't blame him, because Daisy Ridley is like my new favorite crush right now.
I'm sure you are not alone in that at all. She's kind of awesome.
Just hello, Mr. Abrams.
There we go. Oh, man, I almost wish Carl was here for this. Getting all of Carl's catchphrases in one episode, and he's not even here.
Is that a Naboo starfighter in the background over there?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is. For those of you who don't know, we've actually got video going as we're recording this, and I've actually got a Naboo starfighter and a trio of droid starfighters hanging from my ceiling. So, yeah. I wanted to get more ships up there, but none of them were staying in the ceiling with what I had available to try and tack them up. They were, you know, going to fall down any minute. And so I was just like, all right, I'll just keep it simple and just have those up there. So, yeah.
And I can't tell, but it looks like there's a picture of, like, Count Dooku right behind you.
Yeah, I have a problem. When I go to conventions, I get, like, a lot of artist prints.
Yeah.
And I think that's a print by Joe Caroni, I believe is the guy's name, and it's a print where Sidious is showing Dooku a hologram of Darth Maul stabbing Qui-Gon, and it's sort of the implication of this is part of how Sidious turned Dooku to the dark side fully. So that was at least the artist's idea of how that could have happened. And so
yeah.
I think I saw that at Celebration 6 in Orlando. Last time it was in Orlando, and I think that's where I got it. Because it's a little beat up, a little bent. I think it's because it traveled in my suitcase on the way back. So, which I know just made a bunch of collectors out there cringe. That's how that came back across the country. But yeah, no, that's... It's one of my favorites. So,
yeah.
And I got a ton of other stuff on Doctor Who and Star Wars. Basically dominates my room. So anyway. Okay, so Ray's theme. Ray's theme was your favorite, right?
Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Now we've got one more question, and this is going to be as open-ended as you want to make it. What do you love most about Star Wars?
I think I love most about, like, just, like, the fun, swashbuckling adventure side of it. I mean, it's just so awesome. Like being taken to that galaxy far, far away, watching all the action unfold. I mean, Star Wars has some of the best action scenes you'll ever see on camera, I feel like. And, I mean, I just love it. Like, the characters are awesome, seeing them all do their thing, and just, it's just neat to see. And again, like, all the friends that you get to see, like, at Celebration,
mm-hmm.
and fun stuff like Battlefront and, like, Rogue Friday coming up. Like, it's just so awesome to be a Star Wars fan right now. And
yeah,
that's what I love most about Star Wars.
Yeah, swashbuckling adventure. There's not a lot that comes out nowadays that could be considered a swashbuckling adventure other than, like, Star Wars and Pirates of the Caribbean.
Or Lord of the Rings, maybe.
Yeah, although that's more epic fantasy than swashbuckling, I think. Although it does have its swashbuckling moments. Legolas, anybody? there's always that Legolas move
in yeah.
each one. All right. I'm going to give you a shot here to, you know, is there anything else you want to bring to the table? Anything else you want to talk about that we didn't cover, that you want to mention, before we start wrapping up here?
Well, I was wondering, my dad had a question for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you want to answer on your 200th episode.
Okay. Well, go ahead and ask the question and, I'll see what we do. We'll probably answer. I think he emailed it in to us, so we'll definitely answer it on our 200th episode, but maybe I'll give, like, a brief idea of what my answer might be. So
yeah,
I haven't had a chance to think about it much, because it's a deep question. So, but go ahead and ask it.
But he wants to know, like, with all the movies coming out, all the films, do you think that it could, that Star Wars could lose its mythic quality? Like, kind of like, what Disney does with the Marvel series, like how they just come out with like all these movies, but then like they lose their plot and not very good. Do you think the same thing could happen with Star Wars?
Ooh. Well, I mean, I've for the most part been very pleased with the Marvel movies. I think I haven't seen Iron Man 3 yet. That's I think the only one I've missed. But overall, I've been pretty pleased with them. So if we get sort of the Star Wars version of that, I would be fine with that, but I think Kathleen Kennedy and Lucasfilm know the importance of Star Wars, and they know while they're fans in and of themselves of the material, they also know the importance of the franchise to us and to, cinema in general. So I think they're going to work very, very hard to keep it special, to keep it fresh and unique, and still that Star Wars classic in a sense. As far as the losing its mythic quality, and I'll just sort of wrap up with this thought here, and we'll dive more into your dad's question on our 200th episode. Mythology, if you want to look at if you want to just take one country's mythology, let's say ancient Greece, which is what I'm most familiar with, there are a ton of stories that make up that that mythology. There's hundreds and hundreds of stories about dozens and dozens of characters, and there's some stories of the same event with the same characters, but it's told completely differently, and you've got completely different outcomes on each of those stories. And so you've got, precedent for legends too. Haha. But there can be a lot of content for Star Wars without it losing its mythic nature. And I think they're going to work very hard to keep that, particularly with the numbered films. Maybe they're going to branch out and do some different stuff with, the anthology films, the Star Wars stories, like we're getting with Rogue One. But they're also keeping sort of that mythic spiritual element, with what we're seeing from Chirrut. So, even though it's going to be a gritty war film, is what they're, describing it as, there's still going to be that mythic Star Wars element that at least it looks like is going to be there. So, of course, we'll just have to wait and see, but there's sort of a quick breakdown on that question for you. All
Really in
right.
depth.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Anything else, Jackson, that you want to get out there before we start wrapping up your tale?
Well, quick question. You did say that Rogue One, how they're saying it's going to be like a gritty war film. It kind of looks like Saving Private Ryan. Have you seen Private Ryan?
I know I've seen bits and pieces. I think I've seen, I don't think I've seen it all the way through, like in one sitting, but I think I've seen most of it, like, flipping through channels on TV at one point or another. I need to, that's one of those movies I need to sit down and watch all the way through, but
Yeah, it's really good.
yeah. There's a lot of good stuff out there that I need to get caught up on, but there's so much other stuff I'm trying to get caught up on. It's, anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think that'll wrap up this episode. Folks, if you want to have one of these Tales of the Larians episodes, we do encourage you to email us. Don't let us know on Facebook or Twitter, because we want to have all of the contact information with the email. That way we can get you on our list, and we can email you when your turn is coming up, because we've got quite a few people lined up to do this, and so it'll take a while to get through everybody. But if you want to get on the list to do one of our Tales of the Larians, go ahead and email us at wampaslairpodcast@gmail.com. And then, of course, stay tuned next week for a regular episode of the Wampa's Lair podcast, where we will be discussing the Rebels Season 3 preview. Or not preview, the premiere. Like, as I said earlier, so super excited about that. Cannot wait to see Grand Admiral Thrawn and the Doctor. I mean, Tom Baker voicing the Bendu. are you looking forward to Rebels?
Oh, heck yeah. I mean, do you think they'll actually have Grand Admiral Thrawn in it in the that first episode, or do you think they might, like, keep the suspense going for a while?
From what I've been told, the first two episodes of Season 3 were shown at Star Wars Celebration Europe, and from what I was told from people who were there, like the Blantons from Star Wars Report, is that Thrawn is actually in the first episode, at least the first episode, maybe both of them. So we'll probably see him right off the bat. It could be like what we got to start off Season 2 with Darth Vader being like one of the first things we saw on Season 2. And then we just sort of open up Season 3 with introducing the new villain before we catch up with what our heroes have been doing since Twilight of the Apprentice. So
right.
All right. Well, we only have to wait a couple more days. That's 5 more days at this point. Saturday cannot get here fast enough. So I'm super excited about that. I think that wraps this up. So thank you, Jackson, for coming on and telling your tale. We look forward to having you continue to interact with us on the show and weigh in on all our matchups and polls and all that fun stuff. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this episode of Tales of the Larians. This has been episode number 7, featuring Jackson. So, for Carl, who's not here, I'm Jason, and we will see you next time here in the Wampa's Lair.